We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
My man's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Absolutely on the loose.
Not quite yet. Sitting here at one of those classic folding tables with a tablecloth on it on the concourse.
That's hot. Where are you staying, by the way?
We're staying at Planet Hollywood,
yeah.
Which is, right across from the Cosmo, right down from Caesars. It's one of the Caesars properties, and, Planet Hollywood, pretty nice.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is, and there's some good eats in there, dude. Yeah.
Well, there's a Gordon Ramsay. Grandy and I had lunch. We were a little bit rushed, so we just went to the food court, little food court pizza run. Kept it simple for lunch, but we're going to be at dinner now.
Yeah.
Dinner's going to be had, you know.
Yeah. Another meal now. Yep. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming like a freight train. I can't wait to hear about it. Dibs is in Vegas. So is Grandy for Summer League. We've had both of the Warrior rookies on. I'm back in our San Francisco studios. Lucas and Ken are here. We have started the week, and there's a lot going on. Obviously, we've talked a lot about the Warriors with you out there in Summer League. The Giant-Dodgers series was pretty interesting, both from a baseball and a in-the-stands perspective. And then there's this. Juwan Jennings, for those of you who didn't hear today, a report comes out from Adam Schefter that Juwan Jennings is not happy with his contract, $7.5 million. And if you look at the wide receiver market in the NFL, you get it. Why he's unhappy and would like a new deal. And apparently there have been some conversations. They have not gone anywhere. So it came out today that Jennings is not going to hold out, but he's not pleased with his current contract status and would like a new deal. And if he doesn't get a new deal, then he would like to be traded. And that's where it stands. Now, you and I expressed some different thoughts on this in the crossover, and I basically would love to ask you this. In a sport where contracts are not guaranteed and dudes have deals that get cut in half all the time, why is a player not allowed, when they show that they are overperforming their contract, why are they not allowed to go ask for more?
Nobody said he's not allowed to. You can do whatever you want to do. I just don't think that the team should feel beholden to the fact that just because he outperformed his contract, now they have to go out there and give him more money. You agreed to a contract, and Juwan Jennings had a two-year contract, and in year one, he played better than what the pay would indicate. That's great. That's a win for both sides. It doesn't mean to me that now the 49ers owe it to him to go out and give him a bunch more money.
Well,
I don't see it that way.
Okay, so here's where I would take issue with the word that you're using, owe. You're right. The 49ers have the power to say, we're not going to do that. Juwan has the power to then become a problem or not show up. And so I guess I'm not looking at it through the lens of who owes anybody anything, but I firmly back a player in the way that the finances are structured in the NFL. When they wildly outperform their contract, if I were their agent, I would tell them every single time you march into that office right now and say, we need to restructure this because millions of dollars are on the line. And I've already seen some people sort of suggest, oh gosh, you'll be unrestricted next year. Just bet on yourself one more time and then it'll be even more lucrative. And I laugh at that. This is football. Ask Brandon Ayuk if it's that easy to just get through a season as a wide receiver. There's millions on the line. If you're in a position to ask for it, and he is, you have to do that. And if I'm the 49ers, it's not going to be that expensive. You have a ton of cap space. I want that guy on my team, both the way he performs and the locker room presence he is. I'm going to give Juwan something here if I'm the Niners.
And I probably would not, because the precedent's already been set where you have players who line up, and you know Christian McCaffrey, he wanted more money, and Trent Williams, he wanted more guaranteed money, and this is not a new thing. I get that. And Juwan Jennings is just the latest in a line of players who are looking to get more. And honestly, if you look at the season, when Brandon Ayuk comes back and you've got Ricky Pearsall and then you have Juwan Jennings, and in theory, I guess you're going to have Robinson if he is able to avoid a prolonged suspension, but I don't think that Juwan Jennings has as much leverage as you think because they have other wide receivers on the team. And Juwan Jennings had such a good year because the 49ers utilized him more than he'd been utilized before. Yeah, he played well, and he's a great blocker, and he stayed healthy for the most part and would have had 1,000 yards had he not gotten ejected in the last game. But I just look at a situation where you signed him to a two-year deal, and it was not a team-friendly deal, but he got 2 years, and he's outperformed it. So go out there and do it again, and if you're a free agent, you're going to be able to go out and get a ton more money.
From Matt Barrows today, I want to read this line to you and get your kind of your reaction to it. Oh, it's going to take me a minute to sort of get to this. But Matt Barrows wrote today that Juwan Jennings' leverage in this moment absolutely could not be higher, because when you say he doesn't have leverage because they've got other receivers on the team, I mean, sure, technically there are people there who play that position. But
well, you're high on Ricky Pearsall.
I'm very high on Ricky Pearsall.
You're talking all summer about Purdy to Pearsall being the new thing.
But that's one guy, Dibs.
Right, but they don't run a lot of 3 and 4 receiver sets.
Well, they don't even
have
a second one. Who's
six receivers.
Who's the second one on week one? You know what I mean? Like, who's two?
Right, it would be Juwan Jennings, who's
right.
under contract.
Yeah.
And so if he wants to draw this line in the sand and say, I want more money or I'm going to request to be traded, then all right, here we go. Let's just go ahead and line up for another distraction, of distractions.
I don't see that. To me, that's an overstatement. And by the way, 888-957-9570, if anybody wants to weigh in, what would you do with Juwan Jennings? I've heard a lot of people today, both other shows, quite frankly, Spadoni was saying it, Stein and Goo were saying it, like, oh, here we go with the offseason drama again. I do not find this to be very dramatic at all. I find this to just be...
Well, it's early.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing going on.
Right, but it's NFL business. This is business, and we're not talking about an Ayuk situation or a Bosa situation where we're at the top of the market of a position. Juwan Jennings is, in effect, I think, I don't know this, but based on what he's making, you're probably looking at Juwan as asking for, like, can you restructure this deal to add like $2 million to it? That's not a big deal for the 49ers at all. And if it causes them to extend him for one more year beyond this one as well, great. Like, dude, I want that guy on my team. He's such a good teammate. He's a good receiver, a good blocker. You mentioned it. I do love Pearsall, but I don't love Ayuk. And he's not healthy, and Robinson is a question mark and probably going to be suspended for a couple of games. And then after that, what do you got? I know that there's some young guys.
Yeah, you got a lot of young guys.
Yeah, there's guys they're high on, but we have no clue who they're going to be in the NFL.
I don't think that an extra $2 million gets it done, and I'm just looking at over the cap, for example, and SpotTrack. They both estimate his value at about $10 million a year, average annual, for 2 years. So
that's $2.5 million.
He's only making, what, $4.5 million this year guaranteed?
No, $7.5 million. That's, you're talking about the guarantee, but the contract, he is due to make $7.5 million this year.
I think the cap hit is $4.5 million is what I was looking at.
Right,
so.
but the number that you're building off of is $7.5 million. So that's what I mean. Like, he'd probably get another $2.5 million, extend him another year. To me, what's crazy here is a year ago, this same organization was willing to give Brandon Ayuk 30. And you won't give Juwan 10?
Well, going into last year, Brandon Ayuk was a far, far better player based on what he had shown.
But he was not.
You're coming off of Juwan's special magical year, and Ayuk got hurt. So that's
Brandon.
That's an unfair compliment.
Not at all. Brandon
got hurt last year. The guy tore up his knee.
Brandon is coming off of his magical year that he had never matched. And you know this. We were doing the show together. At no point that I think that the 49ers should be giving Brandon Ayuk $30 million. That contract has been a multi-pronged disaster
for
the 49ers.
Yeah, well, after 1 year, it was a mistake, without a doubt. 1 year in, it does not look like a great contract. And so you've already got young drafted receivers that you are going to rely on in the future. So whatever Juwan Jennings wants, you've got him right now at a reasonable number. And if I'm the 49ers, that's what I want to see. I want to see you go out there and do it again, knowing that I have Pearsall already in the hopper and they drafted a couple more receivers this year. You're going to have Ayuk to pay anyway. So long term, I don't know how many roster spots you're going to have for receivers.
I just know they've got one of the highest cap space numbers in the league right now, and Juwan's not asking for a lot. And this from The Athletic today, Juwan Jennings is in a massive position of strength, considering the 49ers' situation at wideout. That's per Matty Barrows. Let's keep talking this out. We'll get to your phone calls that are starting to line up. As mentioned, today's day one of our All-Star Week prize blowout. Every day, every show, all week long. And today, it's a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. More info on that coming up in 15 minutes. Be listening at 4:30 to find out how. Dibs is in Vegas. This is Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I walked over here, supposedly this tough guy. He just told a story. He just told a story that just said, Ronnie, have you done that?
On 95.7 The Game.
Hey, that was a fun night. We're having some fun today. Dibs is in Vegas. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? We've had two of them already. Both Warrior rookies, Alex Tui, Will Richard, have stopped by the River Islands guest line with Dibs on the scene there at Summer League. Reminder, 10 minutes from now, All-Star Week blowout. Every day, every show, we'll have something to give away. This show will be doing it, at least starting the process, at 4:30 every day. And so in 10 minutes, we will let you know more about how you can win a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. It's always interesting to me to have these kinds of conversations, and I hear your opinion. I don't have an issue with it. I just don't really share it. I get it, though. But it's always interesting to me. For instance, let me read this to you, Dibs. This is, and then we're going to go to the phones. But the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We got this from 650, and I would love to spotlight this and get your reaction. Someone wrote in, if Jennings gets a new deal and then underperforms this year, would the Niners be able to take money away? Funny how it only works one way. Jennings has no leverage. Hold on a second. First of all, I would use your line against you. Funny how it only works one way. Seemingly in the minds of many fans, only the team is allowed to knock money off when they don't like a contract that's been signed. So my answer to you, if he gets a new deal and then underperforms, would the Niners be able to take money away? Yes. Yes, that's exactly what they would do. It's what they will do to Brandon Ayuk in another year, for example, if he doesn't get his body and his act together. together. This happens in the NFL all the time, where a contract is signed and then non-guaranteed money, the Niners are great at it, by the way, at the end of the deal, just dissolves because the player is not performing up to standards anymore. And it's exactly why I support players in their efforts when they overperform their deal. You have to go get that money now. Football's too violent.
Yeah, it's probably what he wants. And I was just looking at his contract, and he could make up to $7.5 million this year, but $3 million of what he potentially will earn comes from snap count bonuses, catch bonuses, yardage bonuses, all of which he met last year. But that's where it becomes sticky for Juwan Jennings, is all this money's not guaranteed. So if Juwan looks at it and he could make $7.5 million, he's probably thinking, I would much rather have $10 million guaranteed over 2 years and then have some of that other funny money, but he wants that guaranteed money. And you look at his deal now, and a lot of it, the money that he is set to make in this contract, he's already been paid in the form of the signing bonus. So the actual money that he's going to get direct deposit every other Friday, that number is not as big as the $7.5 million that's being reported.
So what if he actually just asked, and this is quite possible, what if he just asked for them to guarantee that $3 million?
Then
what would you say?
I would say that the 49ers would be much more willing to do it, but I also would think that they would want to be able to add on a year on the contract. That way they remain in control of the situation.
Instead
of just, hey, we're going to give you $7.5 million guaranteed right now, and it's, you know, we're going to rip up the 1 year and give you a 1 year, I would bet that the team would want to have an additional year built in so that then they have the control.
And I would think that Juwan would want to do that. That's more millions of dollars. Like, again, that's kind of what I'm getting at here. You're looking at, this is why I don't understand anybody who wants the Niners to play hardball. You're talking about very little money and a player in his 20s who is asking for more money, and you want that player on your team. At least I would think. I know I do. I want Juwan to be one of the top three wide receivers on the 49ers. Absolutely, 100%. I love his presence there with young Ricky Pearsall coming in, because Juwan is an awesome teammate with his head screwed on straight, and he performs at a level higher than I ever thought he could. So to me, in a wide receiver market that continues to go crazy, Garrett Wilson just got 32.5 per year in a new deal earlier today. When that's the top of the market, Juwan is not asking for much, and I think it is beyond fair to make sure he stays happy and stays a Niner.
Well, you signed a contract, so that to me is where this whole thing hits me in some kind of way, because if he goes out and he meets these bonus numbers, 50% of the snaps, last year he was at about 66%, 60 catches, he got that, 600 yards, he got that, 6 touchdowns, I don't think he got 6 last year, he might have been right about that, but that's where all these bonuses kick in, and it's a deal he signed. So you get 1 year into it, and now you're unhappy. That, for me, is where I push back a little. And I understand the nature of football, and the team has a greater ability to cut the player. You know, the player is kind of at the team's behest. But for me, it's just a deal where you sign.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The contract, and you honor the contract.
Yeah, he did have six touchdowns last year, by the way.
But
yeah, I guess I'm just waiting. I've never heard you say this when a team cuts a player before their contract that they signed is up.
I've said that absolutely. Like,
you
said what? Like,
no,
I mean,
again, when you say you signed a contract, I've never heard you say that to the team when the team cuts a player before that contract is up.
Well, when the team cuts the player, they have to pay the player the guaranteed amount that they said that they were going to pay him. They don't get to just not pay him what they owe him.
Right, but when we, for instance, when we get all hot and bothered about Brock Purdy making $52 million a year, you know this better than anybody. If the 49ers cut him before that deal's up, they're not paying him $52 million a year.
So no, like they're paying him whatever they have to pay him based on the contract.
Yeah, but
we could talk about $52 or $53 million a year, and we know this, Mark. It's not that
exactly.
It's
exactly
not that.
I mean, there are so many things built into a contract that allow an NFL team to get rid of it and not honor what is at least in spirit being written when that contract is signed. And injuries are a huge part of that. You hear guys have to go through injury settlements. They have to fight for every single thing. Teams have all of the advantages built into these deals. When you have a wide receiver market that's topping out at $36 million a year, and you're getting this guy for a base of four and bonuses for seven, and he's asking for a little paper.
But we don't know what he's asking for.
Well, he's not asking for, well, I mean, again.
In all fairness, we don't know what he's asking for, right?
We don't, but I don't think he's asking for 25 or 30 million bucks. I don't think that.
I think if he was asking for a small, meager amount, then this would have been handled behind closed doors. And he waits until mid-July, and now he comes out with it?
He didn't wait. No, this conversation's been going on for months, and he's coming out today because it hasn't gotten anywhere.
Right.
So, that's how this went. And by the way, like, again, remember the Raheem Mostert trade request? That got taken care of with literally, I think, less than $1 million. So, I mean, I do think this stuff happens sometimes over what we feel is not a lot, because it is a lot. It's a lot of money.
Relative to what other people are making, it's
right.
not a lot
and
of money.
And he's a seventh-round draft pick, so his rookie deal was peanuts.
Right. And then he signed a deal two seasons ago for not peanuts. It was a good deal, and now he's outperformed it, and so now he wants more money. And I get that. I don't begrudge him, and he has every right to do it, and he has every right to not show up to camp if he wants, even though there's been no indication that he'll do that, and he can want to be traded and all the rest of it. It doesn't mean that the 49ers have to flinch and go out and give him money that maybe they don't want to give him.
Yeah, I understand that. I really do. I just don't. To me, this does not. And again, you're not wrong. We don't know what numbers are being thrown around, but I don't feel like this is I don't think that this is a huge ask, but my God, he is incredibly important to this team. And I feel like at the start of this year, more so than normal. Like,
absolutely.
They have got to have
it. Ayuk is out for probably four games, if not more.
At least.
You brought in a guy who's got a DUI hanging over his head, and I was looking at that during the break, and the standard suspension is 3 games in the NFL. You'd usually get 3 when you have a DUI, your first DUI, so you're probably looking at 3. Ricky Pearsall cannot stay healthy in the off season. And then you're left with Juwan Jennings. So I do think all of those factors give him more leverage than he normally would have. But this team doesn't throw the ball that often, so it's not like they need five and six receivers.
Well, I don't agree with that. I know when people talk about the way the Niners play offense, we make it sound like they don't need receivers. They've had 1,000-yard receivers, often multiple ones, every year. They throw the ball. They throw the ball plenty, and they need good wide receivers on this football team. He's one of them, and I don't know how many other people other than him you can count on this year. Unless he's asking for something that's just completely ridiculous, I don't understand why the 49ers would not entertain this, other than it's the Niners being the Niners again. And they are. I know this. We know this. Parag and whatnot, they're very stubborn, and they don't want to lose deals. The problem is the last two offseason, they did lose deals that were way, way, way bigger than this one.
I also think that part of it, if I'm looking at it from the Niners' standpoint, it's enough. Enough is enough of players coming to us and wanting to rework their deal. You had a good year, and now you want more. That, to me, would get really tiresome, because you sign these guys, and now you've got every single offseason somebody coming to you and saying, I want more, I deserve more, give me more.
That's every team. That's every team every year. Like, that's, again, this is what I, at least where I'm coming from, that's the NFL. That's what happens. If you want to do this to your players and have non-guaranteed contracts, then this is what you're going to get. When people outperform their deals and what they go through physically, they would be moronic to not try to go leverage that situation.
Sure. Doesn't mean that the team has to, you know, bow down and give the player everything they're asking for. And it just seems like more and more this team is the team that's being hit up. And maybe it's because of the way they structure these deals. And Juwan Jennings gets, you know, a signing bonus that's a bigger portion of his contract. And so that money's paid out. And now you're left with a salary, quote unquote, that's $4.2 million. And you're right, Mark. You look around the league and Garrett Wilson gets whatever he got today, $150 million and $80 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
So, you know, you start to, not that you're pocket watching, but you definitely have some contract envy.
Yeah, I don't think the Niners deal with this more than others. I think it's just the team we follow. I mean, look at the Bengals right now. The Bengals, this is constant. And we could bring up examples all around the league when players overperform. Back to that in a second, but we have reached that time. It is time to give away the $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. So here's how it's going to work, okay? Sometime between now and 5 o'clock, sometime over the next 30 minutes, we're going to give you three clues. After that, you'll hear a sounder, and at that time, you can call in to the contest line and then tell us which former All-Star we're talking about, based on the clues that we've given you. Got it? So we're going to give some clues. Hopefully those clues jar a name loose in your mind. And then when the sounder hits, you call in. And then if you've got the name right, you're going to be the winner. And again, today, we're going to do this every day, every show on 95.7 The Game. But today, it's a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. So stay tuned right now over the next 25 minutes or so. We'll give you those clues, and then you lock in for the sounder. And then the prizes are great all week, too. I want to mention that. Every day, every show, it's going to be something different and something fantastic. So just keep it locked right here and see if you can nail it and go home with something great.
I love it. I'm excited. I have no idea who the player is. I'm in Vegas, and you're there, so I'm going to follow along and see if I can't guess it on my own.
Well, I'm looking at the clues right now. And I'll just say I was able to get it.
Okay.
But it took a moment.
Yeah.
You gotta think about it. You know what I mean? You gotta, as you would say, you gotta yak in.
Okay. You have to yak in.
Yeah, you're gonna have to yak in here. Like, we're not just giving it to you.
That's right.
You gotta go get it.
I'm into it.
Okay.
I can't wait.
All right. So anyway, look, I do think often there are clues within what we hear that tell us what people actually want. And the fact that Juwan Jennings, in this report, it states that he will show up to camp. To me, That I take that as a sign of good faith. I also take that as somebody who is kind of doing what you...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You, and I know others who might agree with you, really want him to do, which you hear people say this, honor your contract. And I think Juwan is going to honor the contract, but I also think as long as he's not asking for the moon, and I doubt that he is, he's not in that kind of a position, I think it would make sense not only to give him a little something, but I look at this as an opportunity to extend him. You know, probably only one more year, but wow, I just find this guy to be vital to the team right now. And if the whole reason that you gave Brandon Ayuk 30 last year was because you're like, man, we're in a window, and we really need to go for it, so that's more than we want to spend. But, hell, let's do it because we need our important pieces. God, why wouldn't you use that same philosophy in this conversation?
Well, and it's a meager amount relative to what Brandon Ayuk got. So that part of it I understand. But I look at the future of the wide receiver position, and if you're going to have Ayuk here, and right now you have Ayuk here because he's signed and he's hurt and there doesn't seem to be any action out there, and you've got Pearsall who you drafted and you're going to give Juwan Jennings an extension to keep him around, then you're running out of spots for your wide receivers. The one thing about Juwan is he's a really good blocker, and you need your receivers to be willing blockers, and he is that. So from that standpoint, yeah, I'd love to have Juwan. I just look at a situation where, and maybe it is just me following this team so closely, but year after year, you got guys knocking on the door looking for more money.
Yeah, why? Well, I mean, again, like I don't know, man. I feel like that happens literally in every locker room. The difference might be, and I think this is where maybe we kind of meet in the middle. Like, one of the reasons we know about this is because the Niners approach it with a lot of stubbornness. Like, don't you think Garrett Wilson was asking for a new deal?
And he got one. Was his deal up?
I mean, no.
Like, he wasn't at the end of his rookie deal.
No, but it's extension time. But nobody heard a word about it. Why? I don't know. The conversations must have started in a good spot. Nobody ever felt the need to threaten anybody on Twitter. And then, poof, on July 14th, you come out and he gets $90 million guaranteed. And Garrett's happy and the Jets are happy. And on we go to Cincinnati. You know what I mean? But, like, you look at the Bengals, they haven't signed the first rounder. They haven't signed the second rounder. The Trey Hendrickson thing is still sitting out there. Everybody's mad. Jamar Chase was talking last year. T. Higgins. Guys have been mad the whole time, all the time. And that's the Bengals. The Niners are a good organization, but they are very stubborn when it comes to the deals. And so this is obviously a conversation that went on behind closed doors. And now it's reached a point where one side at least feels like this isn't going well. So now I've got to use what I've got.
Yeah, and you use what you've got, and it's not a lot. Because, yeah, you can request a trade, and, well, the 49ers probably aren't going to trade you because, as you mentioned, they don't have a lot of wide receiver options. So
they need them, yeah.
You're a team that runs a lot of two receiver sets, and of the two receiver sets, you need guys who can block, and he's that. So I don't know about the idea of trading Juwan, and even if you wanted to entertain that, I don't know what sort of a haul you'd get for him, and whatever that haul would probably be a draft pick, and you don't need a draft pick right now. You need a receiver.
No.
So the whole idea of pay me or I'm going to request a trade, okay. I mean, you're allowed to request a trade. I just don't see the Niners being motivated at all to even entertain that.
No, I agree with you. They're not going to trade him. But now we fall into, and this is where, for instance, this is why I'm really hoping the Warriors end up trading Jonathan Kuminga. Not because I hate Kuminga, but what I don't want, you don't want unhappy people in your building pushing in the wrong direction. And that's what you risk if you just look at Juwan and say, too bad, go play football. Go risk your body on a daily basis for like millions and millions below market value just because you signed pen to a paper a year ago when life was totally different. I just don't see that as fair, and I roundly reject this opinion. Comes up every time we have this conversation. Someone from 707 just texted in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. If any one of us, billions of people, tried this BS at our jobs, they'd laugh and tell us to go pound salt and we'd get pencil whipped. Your job and my job are not their job. It is totally different. Contract guarantees are different industry by industry, and very few jobs send you out there to physically get beat to a pulp on a daily basis. So
that's what they signed up for.
I understood
that's
that.
The job.
Right.
So,
but also,
I don't think because of that you have to change your business practices, because that's the nature of the business. And whether or not it should be guaranteed, you and I both agree their contract should be fully guaranteed because of the nature of the job, but it's not. And so you sign up for it. You literally signed up for it. And you said, yeah, 2 years and $15 million, where do I sign?
Right.
And now you want to tear it up.
But part of the culture, as you also know, every year is that certain guys, if you don't do right by them, fine, they won't show up. And now
right.
Where are you? Now
well,
where are you? Like
now he doesn't get his money, and I don't get a receiver.
Exactly.
So
and nobody
that's
wins.
That's not a win for either one.
And
exactly.
Nobody wins. Yeah, this is what has been set up. And I completely support at least the players half of it. I'm not saying they get all the leverage, but my God, they've got some. And if they're going to go out and risk their bodies and you're going to play hardball with them when they've clearly shown that they're more important to you than maybe you thought they were going to be, dude, you have to pay for that.
Was it hardball when they gave him $15 million over 2 years? That wasn't hardball.
No, like life was different then.
Right, and life is still the same. Football is still very violent, and he still has a contract that he signed.
No,
just because Ayuk is hurt and you need him more and he had a good year doesn't mean that you have to go break him off more millions.
I think it kind of does.
Yeah, see, I don't believe that.
Well, I mean,
and I don't think that they do either.
Okay, then fine. Don't have Juwan. Good luck. Good luck.
If that's the way he wants to go about it, I mean, his career could be over then if that's the way he wants to go.
His career's
he wants
not
to go full
over.
Devondre Campbell and just quit on the team?
No, he's going to hold out just like people have every single offseason. And you watch, what do the Niners do? If the Niners have all this leverage, then why do they keep signing these guys when they hold out?
Well, they signed a guy who was DPOY, and they signed a guy who they thought was going to be their number one wide receiver, and then he got hurt.
They've signed them all. They've signed every single holdout, actually. Trent Williams, everybody.
Right, Hall of Famer.
Right.
I mean, we could You want to put Juwan Jennings in that bucket?
Go ahead. I didn't. I put him in a bucket of he's worth a hell of a lot more than $4 or $7 million to you, so you better figure something out. That's what I put him, the bucket I put him in. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. All right, the lines are open, 888-957-9570. We got to let you hear what Steph Curry said over the weekend about losing Kevon Looney and All-Star Week prize blowout. Stay right there because the $100 Valks merch card is coming around the bend with the clues real soon on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.